will take place only 2 months after the United Nations General Assembly adopted the Sustainable Development Goals, the SDGs, among which UNIDO's mandate is directly codified into SDG 9, which really deals with industrialization. And we think that even beyond SDG 9, UNIDO's role will be crucial for the years ahead, because without industrialization, most countries in the world will really not be able to achieve most of the SDGs.
This year's theme is about sustainable industrialization for shared prosperity. What are the key components to achieve a sustainable form of industrialization?
First, let's explain it, because when people hear inclusive and sustainable industrialization, they may wonder what exactly it means. Inclusive is simply the kind of industrialization that brings the largest segments of the population into the growth process. And concretely, it means creating decent jobs. That's really the inclusive part of our mandate. UNIDO helps build factories so that the world can create decent jobs. And then the sustainable part of it is to do it in a way that protects the environment, that avoid all the threats that we are facing with climate change. And concretely, it means more green industries and advising and helping countries take the right path to growth, the path that would not generate the negative externalities that we've seen elsewhere, with countries growing quite well, quite fast, and then having to spend a lot of money and time to try to clean up the negative consequences of poor or bad growth. So UNIDO's mandate is really central, I would say, even for the global goals of peace and stability. Beyond just creating jobs and creating shared prosperity, our organization, we hope, really will help all the countries in the world build the kind of better world in which we want to live.
And what do you hope the outcome of this general conference will be?
First, strong support from our member state, because every 2 years we go back to them, we tell them what we've done since the last general conference, which took place in Lima, Peru, in 2013. And then we present to them what we think we should be doing for the years ahead, and we hope to have their endorsement. And we think that a lot of the problems on the global agenda today, including the one which is catching all the headlines in Europe, certainly, on migrations, those are issues on which UNIDO can contribute, because the real way to solve the migration problem is to create jobs in countries where people lack economic opportunities. It's to help save the environment in countries where climate change is causing social tensions, political issues, and sometimes civil wars, and forcing people to flee. So we really hope that this conference will be an important moment for us to validate our work and put us on a path to an even larger agenda.